Hi.
Hey, Sarah. Just wanted to update you on the Jones case.
I just read everything that Rodney included me in. That.
I talked to him first. But
it's so crazy.
Here's the problem, and I've told Douglas this directly, as I've told Shakira this directly. We did it to them as a favor prior, right? But we lose our pants every time we do this, because every one of Shakira's hours, we lose about $7 to $8 each hour.
Yeah, I know.
Because each hour, it rips the case to shreds and puts us in the negative big time. So if we're not pre-authorized or they don't have us on a schedule beforehand, it's not our problem. It's the other agency's problem. If Shakira works, let them onboard Shakira.
Well, that's what I said. I did tell them that. But the issue is that they fired Shakira because of her background and they won't hire her. That's why they came here.
They hired her and then fired her?
I'm assuming so, that she had been working with them. And then that's another thing that the sister had mentioned when she called to inform us of her bad background, was that Ameribest will not work with her anymore because of it.
Maybe that's the story, maybe it isn't, but regardless, it's Ameribest issue to staff.
Yeah, it's not exactly. But but now he's saying that she has 40 hours coming to us from last week.
I'm not going to allow it. I already told Rodney to call the SC and say, you can't give us hours without our permission. We have to accept those hours.
Yeah.
You can't give us hours without permission and tell us to pay an aide who didn't clock, and you're claiming now we're 72 hours straight. Really? Really?
So
right?
Crazy.
Go to Ameribest and figure it out. It's not my problem. Okay, this is not my problem. Plus, this is like, it's really borderline fraud. This is the third time.
It really is. It absolutely is. And then they're very, like, it's very time-consuming for everybody because they call constantly. Like,
correct. Another thing they can do, I told Rodney, I told first talk to the SC and call me back. We're going to tell Douglas you can either transfer all the hours to us after we ascertain who's working them, right, or call Ameribest and figure it out. You can't decide, you know what, Shakita's going to work randomly, and then we'll send the hours over to Family First. We never accepted those hours. We have 56, whatever hours we have a week, and that's it. I told them to call the SC and deny the hours transferring over. You're not allowed to send us more because you feel like it. It's not our problem. So I will not bill for them. No, she cannot work from Thursday afternoon until Sunday morning. No, I'm sorry. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Rodney's going to call him though, right?
Yes, I talked to him an hour ago, maybe more.
All right, and I put a note in for Stucky with all that info.
Yeah,
and I checked out the caregiver in HHA.
I just ran a conflict report. There are five cases.
Five. For her?
Five's actually not so bad. But also, a conflict doesn't mean that
there's
conflict.
I know.
It could just be an old schedule somewhere. But regardless, it doesn't matter.
Was she on it?
Yeah, Stucky was on it.
Oh, okay.
You should run one also. It's in other reports.
Sorry. I don't need more information in my head.
I don't blame you. It's in exception reports, the top one exception reports. Whatever. When are they, did you hear anything about the secretarial thing, the operator, if they assigned yet?
No, I haven't heard anything.
I'm going to call Esther.
Yeah,
I'll call Esther and find out what the story is.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.